Part 3. You will hear part of an interview with George Charles, the creator of a summer camp for young adults, as he talks about the rewards for families and their children. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute to look at part 3.
I'm here today with George Charles, founder of Enriched Plus, a 3-week summer camp for children and adolescents. The camp is coming up on its 25th anniversary next month. George, thanks for being here today. How did this all come about?
Well, actually, my parents sent me to what we called back then sleepover camp when I was a child. It was a big thing to not only be away during the day, but also to essentially live in a separate location for a couple weeks during the summer. I was initially extremely resistant to the idea, but it became incredibly rewarding, and as I got older, I wanted to be able to give something back.
That's fascinating. Are there many similarities between Enriched Plus and the camp you attended in your youth?
It's funny you should ask. There are a few things alike, if any, in terms of structure. However, the foundation of each remains the same. I wanted to create an environment where these kids could establish meaningful relationships with their peers while learning something about themselves along the way. Essentially, the key conclusions I took with me from my own childhood experience.
If a parent is interested in sending their child to your camp, but may still remain a little hesitant, what can you tell them?
Many parents are, in fact, looking for some additional information to help persuade them in sending their children. I'll start with a tidbit that most of the on-site staff were either campers themselves or have been directly connected for a number of years. The people who work for us are passionate about the message we want to send, and you can really feel that if you come visit. Each session that we put on has a share day towards the end, and we invite any interested parties to come and check it out.
What are some of the activities that remain staples of the camp each year?
Well, during the day we actually have scheduled classes, not in the traditional academic sense, but more along the lines of opportunities to broaden the mind. Some of our previous campers, instead of becoming counselors or part of the day-to-day staff, end up teaching some of these classes. We're really proud of some of the bright minds that have passed through our doors over the years. And, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention our evening time options.
Really? What are those?
Well, at the beginning of each day, when the campers are passing through breakfast, they can choose an activity to participate with one of the counselors, solely on the basis of the title. It could be anything from watching a classic film to taking a run in the nearby park. But you might not know that's what it is because there's no description. The counselors come up with really clever titles. It's absolutely loads of fun, and everyone involved has a consistent blast during them. Buyer beware.
That does sound like fun. As I mentioned before, the summer marks the 25th anniversary of the camp's inception. Do you and the staff have anything special planned for the occasion?
I'm glad that you mentioned that. We're having a banquet dinner and a dance with all past participants invited. We had a pretty good turnout for the 20th anniversary, and we're hoping that this one will be even bigger. It's really great to see some of the campers a couple, 5, 10 years after the fact, and see the great citizens that they've become. And for that, I can't take the credit. We try and give them the tools, but it's up to them to use those tools to forge their own successful path. As something like a proud relative, I've been able to watch them flourish in the so-called real world.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
I'm here here today with George Charles, founder of Enriched Plus, a 3-week summer camp for children and adolescents. The camp is coming up on its 25th anniversary next month. George, thanks for being here today. How did this all come about?
Well, actually, my parents sent me to what we called back then sleepover camp when I was a child. It was a big thing to not only be away during the day, but also to essentially live in a separate location for a couple weeks during the summer. I was initially extremely resistant to the idea, but it became incredibly rewarding, and as I got older, I wanted to be able to give something back.
That's fascinating. Are there many similarities between Enriched Plus and the camp you attended in your youth?
It's funny you should ask. There are a few things alike, if any, in terms of structure. However, the foundation of each remains the same. I wanted to create an environment where these kids could establish meaningful relationships with their peers while learning something about themselves along the way. Essentially, the key conclusions I took with me from my own childhood experience.
If a parent is interested in sending their child to your camp, but may still remain a little hesitant, what can you tell them?
Many parents are, in fact, looking for some additional information to help persuade them in sending their children. I'll start with a tidbit that most of the on-site staff were either campers themselves or have been directly connected for a number of years. The people who work for us are passionate about the message we want to send, and you can really feel that if you come visit. Each session that we put on has a share day towards the end, and we invite any interested parties to come and check it out.
What are some of the activities that remain staples of the camp each year?
Well, during the day we actually have scheduled classes, not in the traditional academic sense, but more along the lines of opportunities to broaden the mind. Some of our previous campers, instead of becoming counselors or part of the day-to-day staff, end up teaching some of these classes. We're really proud of some of the bright minds that have passed through our doors over the years. And, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention our evening time options.
Really? What are those?
Well, at the beginning of each day, when the campers are passing through breakfast, they can choose an activity to participate with one of the counselors, solely on the basis of the title. It could be anything from watching a classic film to taking a run in the nearby park. But you might not know that's what it is because there's no description. The counselors come up with really clever titles. It's absolutely loads of fun, and everyone involved has a consistent blast during them. Buyer beware.
That does sound like fun. As I mentioned before, the summer marks the 25th anniversary of the camp's inception. Do you and the staff have anything special planned for the occasion?
I'm glad that you mentioned that. We're having a banquet dinner and a dance with all past participants invited. We had a pretty good turnout for the 20th anniversary, and we're hoping that this one will be even bigger. It's really great to see some of the campers a couple, 5, 10 years after the fact, and see the great citizens that they've become. And for that, I can't take the credit. We try and give them the tools, but it's up to them to use those tools to forge their own successful path. As something like a proud relative, I've been able to watch them flourish in the so-called real world.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.